as soon as the skate chair gets back to the table.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll be pretty brief here today. Skate Committee met last Friday. It was a joint AP committee meeting, and Fiona Hogan from the council staff has a brief presentation on where we're at with the specification packages. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Hogan.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I will try to keep this brief. As been said, this is just an update on specifications so far. It should be in your packet. We got a memo regarding the trial survey indices, which we use for status determination for the skate complex. And 5 of the 7 skate species are showing decreased indices. And I apologize. I summarized some of the data at the bottom of the slide in that table. I should have made the font size proportional to the room size here. Apologize. We also received a letter from the regional office regarding overfishing is occurring on Thorny and Winter Skate. We received it just in time for this meeting. We should be able to address the Winter Skate overfishing issue within the specs package, but Thorny Skate will require further work by the PDT and will most likely have to be dealt with in the next available action, could be a framework or an amendment for Winter Skate. Thorny Skate is also that has remained in an overfished condition. And here's just a graphical summary of the time series of the survey indices, which I apologize is very hard to see. So just a brief summary on some catch statistics. I have 2011 up here for reference and 2012. In 2012, the skate fishery caught 56% of their overall ACL. No AMs were triggered. They caught about 70.5% of the wing fishery TAL and 76.2% of the bait TAL. The state landings were 1,407 metric tons. Total discards were 11,179 metric tons, with the total landings of 17,024 metric tons. That includes the state landings. Right now, the PDT is beginning work on specifications, and we met in August, and we recommended that we incorporate the updated survey indices into the new specs package. We also have final discard mortality rate estimates from a study by Mandelman et al. In 2013. Preliminary estimates from that study for Little and Winter Skate were used in the previous specs package, and this would be incorporating final discard mortality estimates for 4 of the 7 species. And we're recommending continuing with the catch biomass median methodology for estimating the ABC. We're also recommending a benchmark assessment for the skate complex, but I'm not sure when that will actually be, when it will be possible to have that done. So that discard mortality study, they found the at-vessel mortality to be less than 1%. And the previous assumption for trawl vessels for all 7 species was a 50% discard mortality. And this would reduce Winter Skate down to 9%, Little to 22%, Thorny to 23%, and Smooth to 60%, would be an increase up to 60% for trawl gear. So earlier this month, we were at the SSC meeting. Their report is not available yet, but the preliminary advice that we got from them was that the PDT could proceed to update the discard mortality rate estimates. Part of the reason why we got SSC guidance on this was that it updates the catch history and affects our catch biomass medians, which, as I said, contribute to the ABC calculation. I believe they will be reiterating their June 2011 recommendation that the overall strategy for managing skates be reconsidered, but I don't have their report yet. So this schematic shows the ABC calculations from the previous specs package and the overall ABC. We use the catch biomass median and the 3-year moving average, the most recent 3-year moving average of the survey indices. and I won't go through the entire calculation in the interest of time. So the impacts of the updates to the data, if we solely use the survey indices and no other new information, we would expect a reduction in the overall ABC based on the reductions in the primarily the Little and Winter Skate survey indices. But it's unclear what effect the discard mortality rate estimate updates will have. That's still to be determined by the PDT. We also discussed trip limits. The PDT thought that overfishing status of winter skate should be considered when setting a trip limit and the potential reductions in the ABC. And at the committee meeting, the guidance that they had was that the trip limit should be set appropriately so that fishing can continue throughout the year. There was some concern that if the TAL was reached too soon, that it could impact on other fisheries such as monkfish. The other discussion that we had was on VTR codes. The PDT recommended that the unclassified codes be removed as an option. This is mainly because a lot of landings are reported as unclassified, which is inconsistent with the original FMP requirements. And we're hoping that by removing that unclassified, it would improve reporting. The unclassified code is in the regulation, so it would require council action to remove them at this time. And I believe there's a motion that we'll discuss later. So right now our timeline is to have the ABC approved by the SSC this fall and have final vote by the council on skate specifications in November or at the January meeting. And even if we do have final vote at the January meeting, I'm assured that we can still get everything in place by May 1st, 2014.
Thank you very much, Fiona. Are there any questions from the council? Are there any questions from the audience? Vincent.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I have a committee motion. Can I put it up on the board, please? Committee motion that the council or agency, as appropriate, make the necessary changes to VTR and daily reporting options to eliminate the unclassified option and make other changes to improve fishery-dependent data on skate landings. Pass committee 300.
Committee motion doesn't need a second. Is there any discussion from the council? Tom.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. This is actually a question. I was a little bit slow, and I think I missed the window originally. But to Fiona, it says the stock status, five of the seven species have decreased indices. What are the two species that are increasing?
Let me just pull it up. That would be barn door and rosette.
So those stocks are increasing over that's the three-year survey index, rolling index of abundance?
That's the 2012 index. Okay. I'd have to go back to the original memo to compare the three-year moving average indices.
Thank you.
Discussion on the motion. Are any comments from the audience? Back to the council. Mike.
I don't know, you know, anything about the specifics of this, but I just want to be assured that it's practical, that this is doable, and we're not asking for something that some longstanding reason why it hasn't been done before that's still valid. Anything?
I believe Mike can answer the question better than I can, but when we discussed this at committee, it just needed a council action in order to ask the agency to do this.
Mike.
Thank you. The original skate FMP that the council prepared in 2002 and was implemented in 2003, within the FMP, it lists the specific reporting codes that the council wanted to be made available to both fishermen on their VTRs and dealers in the dealer reports. And both of those lists in the FMP included an unclassified option. And so what's been suggested is that the council in an action, remove those as options in their FMP and request that the agency make similar changes to the reporting options available to fishermen and dealers.
My recollection about this is that there was a species identification issue. And so that's really what I was asking. Is that no longer an issue, or what are we doing there that resolves this?
Fiona?
The regional office is working on a new identification guide that includes wing identification methodology. But the majority of the wing landings are winter skate, barn door, thorny skates, those that in clear nose, which has a distribution difference to winter skate. Those barn door and thorny skates are prohibited from being landed in the wing fishery. So the majority of wing landings, well, really all of them, should be winter skate. So having them report that as winter skate and not as unclassified could potentially help with reporting on landings. And the bait fishery is largely little skate.
PK.
Yeah, just to clear it up for Mike, I don't think the species identification was really a problem anymore. But the reason to get rid of this unclassified was because it was just people, it's easy just to check off unclassified, so for better data collection to figure out exactly what species it was coming off the VTR.
Any further discussion? Okay. To the motion on the board, those who are in favor of the motion of the board, please indicate so. Motion carries 15-0-0. Vincent.
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
That's good news. Tom.
Thanks. I just tracked that number down. I just had a quick question or comment on a question. So the index for barn door has increased. The 2010 to 2012 average index is about 13% higher than the 2009 to 2011. So overfishing is not occurring, but we're not yet rebuilt. I guess it's maybe a question that perhaps Tom could answer this better or the service. Do we know how many groundfish species we harvest that are not overfishing but are in rebuilding programs?
No, I can't answer that off the top of my head. The reality is that I think many of them that are in rebuilding programs are still subject to overfishing, which is why I'm hesitating. I think when the operational assessments came out, there were on the order of 12 that were in rebuilding programs where overfishing was still occurring, but don't quote me on the number.
Sorry, overfishing is not occurring. So commercially harvested groundfish stocks that aren't yet fully rebuilt.
And overfishing is not occurring? Place, I think, is one. It's probably a handful of them, I think, which is your point.
Thanks.
Mark?
You're getting close to concluding skate business?
Yes.
Okay. There was a recommendation from the SSC, which appears to be a reiteration of a past recommendation, to begin moving towards individual species or breaking up the complex fisheries regions and so on. And what standing does that have? Has there been tasking on that?
Vincent?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Mark, we have three PTT tasking motions, and that is one that is included into it, and I will give you a copy of that.
Okay. Where will those be taken up? Where did you say those would be taken up?
We have sent it back to the PTT and SSC to examine the pros and cons.
Is there any further business with skates? Jim?
Yeah, perhaps this is too late, but with a question about that motion, if unclassified is no longer going to be an option, what should be reported if they aren't sure about the species?
Well, that's something we're going to have to look into after we receive the council's analysis and recommendation.
All right, Beth.
The motion that passed, does that give you the flexibility? I mean, if you change the codes and you're 6 months into it, do you have the ability to adjust and put it back in if you think you have to?
Well, the council's motion that passed today said, you know, as appropriate, the agency or the council should do this. I've discussed this with council staff. Because the list of reporting options are in the actual original SCATE FMP, it would require a council action, in other words, as part of the framework or the specifications package, to change that. Depending on the language that replaces what's currently in the FMP, in other words, if it's very specific, these are the reporting codes you shall use, then obviously any changes to those would require an additional council action. But there are ways that the council recommendation in the action could be a little bit more flexible so that the agency has the authority to modify the reporting codes as appropriate.
Is there any further discussion on SCATES? Seeing none, thank you. Fiona and Vincent.